بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الفلك تجري في البحر بنعمة الله ليريكم من آياته؟ إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور. وإذا غشيهم موج كالظلل دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر فمنهم مقتصد وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا كل ختار كفور. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم. Respected علماء and brothers, some sentiments with regards to our Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sallallahu
Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat
Sheikh, بس I زادت نظم سلام ان شاء الله I will in شاء الله say some نظم حضرت سلام say some نظم ان شاء الله I will say some نظم بس حضرت ما شاء الله from when I know حضرت from the last 15 years 40 years 45 years
سبحان الله
حضرت is just like this very very متواضع very very humble حضرت بزل 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 بزل. Right now, I know that the words that I use to my is that we are full of falsehood, full of Hamdul Padidi, he said, very well. These are the words that are in Hazrat's mind right now. And we should all feel that Hazrat has devoted, mashallah, his entire life for the sake of Deen. And by me saying this, I'm not going to increase, it's not going to increase Hazrat's position and status in any way, any more. Than what it is, whether it is what it is. If I say the sun is very, very bright, it's not going to make the sun fall brighter. But it's an honor for me to say that. It's a privilege for me to say that. So, this some Allah Allah said this, Ashkar in Arabic. And it fits our Hazrat Wala openly, like a cap. Inna lillahi ibadan furquna. Inna lillahi ibadan furquna. طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة. There are some servants of Allah, Allah Allah people. They've divorced the world. They've divorced the world. وخافوا الفتنة and they became afraid of the fitness of this world.
Allah.
Yeah. And what he said, there are some intelligent people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عبادنا الفتنة. Some servants of Allah that are intelligent. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us who is an intelligent person and who is a foolish person. The world can tell us that we are very intelligent because we are doctors and we are like this and we are university graduates. It doesn't even hold any weight. What Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam term as intelligent and his intelligence. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man da'ala nafsahu wa amina lima ba'adhi mawla. Intelligent person is he takes control of his nafs and he works for the hereafter. He was a foolish person. Wal-ajizu man attaba'a nafsahu hawa wa tamanna ala Allahi l-amani. And a foolish person is he who allows his nafs to follow its desires, and then afterwards he says, Allah to bow a fool of Rabincha, Allah may mafare, he carries on doing wrong things, doesn't perform his salah, doesn't do what he's supposed to do, do wrong things, and then he says, Allah bow, Allah is very, very, very merciful, that's a very foolish person. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Whatever a person does, he will get the reward according to وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Even in taqam of good, if a person does, he will see the result in the year after. And if he does an atom of bad, the result of that also he will see. So, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطُلًا طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. They divorced the dunya. وَخَافُوا الْفِتْنَةَ. They were afraid of the fitnas of the world. نَظَرُوا فِيهَا. They saw properly. They studied it. They studied the dunya. فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا. And when they realized أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيِّنْ وَتَنَا, that it is not a world for a living person to stay in. It is not no more. It is even less than the wing of a mosquito. Because dunya is a less than the wing of a mosquito. And what did they do? جَعَلُوهَا رُجَّةً. They began to regard it as a deep ocean. And now to cross that ocean, what do you need? You need a ship, you need a vessel. So what object did they make a vessel? Salihul fajat, they make a'mal salihat. That is the thing that they made a vessel, and through this a'mal salihat they were able to cross the deep ocean. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this fits our topic. So, my respected brothers, listen to it, mashallah, in a recitation in the voice, inshallah.
إن لله عبادا فضلا إن لله عبادا فضلا طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة نزلوا فيها فلما علموا أنها ليست لحي وطلا جعلوها حجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سفنا.
And then our Shaykh Hazim Wana Hakim Wana Qtasar Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said the same thing but a little in a different way. What did he say? He said,
Nabula se mujhko matlab Nabula se mujhko matlab Nabula ke rango se Nabula se mujhko matlab Nabula ke rango se Isi aur simt ko hai Isi aur simt ko hai Meri zindagi ka dhara Meri zindagi ka dhara Jo gire idhar sabhi par Jo gire idhar sabhi par Mere ashq ke sitare Mere ashq ke sitare To chamak utha falak par To چمک اٹھا فلک پر میری بندگی کا تارا.
I think I took much of the time, the actual nazam that I had, I don't know whether I must continue because I really don't want to keep you long. It doesn't. It doesn't. Hazrat Muhammad Hakim Muhammad Al-Qasar, Rahmatullah Alayhi says, اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. اور شیخ says that uncontrollable love, intense love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now for the sake of Allah, we not only want to cry and shed tears, we are going to shed tears of blood. Allah Akbar. Allah give us a fish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab dil se unhe hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. When we are going to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our hearts sincerely, then what will happen? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself will send down, will bestow his mercies and his rahmat on us, inshaAllah. مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج. مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج. In other words, سورج جو ہے وہ مخلوق, ادنا سا مخلوق. The sun, you know how many millions of times it is bigger than the moon, than the earth. But our Allah rahmatullah says that the sun is a very small مخلوق and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے, جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے, پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے. حضرت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ says that the sun is just one small little مخلوق and creation of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. When we are unable to see the sun, then how are we going to be able to see the جلوہ, the effulgence of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the dunya. But Musa alayhi salam said to Allah, Rabbi arini, you show me, I want to see you, Ya Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, you will not be able to see me. And then when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent down his tajalli on a mountain, and then what happened? Musa alayhi salam couldn't take that, and he fell unconscious. Then Hazrat Bara says, Aatahi mujhe na rome maza, e zahide na da tanzan kar, jab ishq hai unka dil mein mere, کیوں نہ ہمیں کر پائیں گے. That I find enjoyment in crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh, Zahid Nadan, that Zahid, that pious person, that Sufi that hasn't been groomed by a sheikh, then don't criticize me when you see me crying like that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے, when I have the عشق of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی and a محبت in my heart, then why doesn't Allah تبارک why wouldn't Allah تبارک وتعالی make a person cry and weep before Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. کیوں آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں, کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں, جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں, منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے. حضرت والا سے that a person can be an alim or so, can be a very great alim, but he hasn't got a company and a sohbat of a guzuru. Then what happens? Then you'll find that he will give a lot of information from the mimbar, but that information from the mimbar is just information. There is no ruhaniyat in that. So it is very necessary for a person, no matter how well educated he may, how much knowledge he may have, because I mean, if anybody wants information, there is enough information. Go on to the internet, you will get enough information. Easily also available about deen, about Islam, everything about Islam, but that's not knowledge. Knowledge of deen is just, real knowledge is that knowledge that brings fear into the heart and makes a person make amal on the knowledge, and that is knowledge. So if a person has got knowledge, he's got education, he's got information, necessarily he needs the sohbat of a sheikh so that the ruhaniyat can come there, and then when he sits on the minbar, if he's an alim, if he's a khatib, and then whatever he says, it comes out from the heart. Whatever comes out from the heart, it goes into the hearts. Allah make us from around the world. So, but long, my brothers, I'll just leave a few inshallah, couplets, inshallah.
اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم ان آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکیں پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے آتا ہی مجھے نالوں میں مزہ آتا ہی مجھے نالوں میں مزہ اے زاہد نادان تنز نہ کر جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ ہمیں تر پائیں گے کیوں آگ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کچھ کیوں آگ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے
وہ جو ہے نظر والا سے
اختر کو جو چونے دولت غم اختر کو جو تو اختر کو جو چونے دولت غم بخشی ہے بفیض پیر خدا اختر کو جو چونے دولت غم بخشی ہے بفیض پیر خدا امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا اس درد کا درما پائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من آدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم وعلى يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكر روح الحدى لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون حلوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم وساتين أوساط ربا أسفد كمان لغا وعنر بالشيخ حضرت مولانا الشيخ محمد أختر صاحب رحمه الله حضرت يستسي make مذاكرة discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before every bayan, so that the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can become alive in the ummah also. And what are the sunnats, the value of the sunnats? Unfortunately, today we are not aware of it. One friend of ours in Makkah Sharif told us that he wants to take us. He said, the next time you come, I want to take you to the qabr of Hadrat Halima Saadiya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the foster mother of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I asked him, how far is it? He said, about 250 kilometers. Our ears pricked up. That in those days, they came from 250 kilometers. They weren't all freeways and highways and all Toyotas and Camrys and Mercedes and all that. How they travel? And they took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a small little child, just an orphan child that was just born, and through the deserts and there, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up in there. And then Halima Saadiya passed away. So today we are not aware of all these things. Then he told us, Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was one of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our honorable mother, when you come from Medina to Makkah Sharif, and I think even from Jeddah if you come to Makkah Sharif, you pass her qabr on the right side. It's just a little compound. So one, he says, we went there one day, three friends, we wanted to go to the qabr for barakat. Allah's rahmat comes down there, of these great people. So three of us went there. It was a bit late at night. So when we were standing there, suddenly a police car pulled up. And three police came and they each one grabbed one of us. He said the one who grabbed me was a bit understanding person. He had a little beard also. He asked, what are you people doing here? So he asked, don't you know what is this? He said, what is this? He said, it's the qabr of Hazrat Maymuna. He said, what are you talking about? He said, we thought it's an electric
substation.
We thought it's a substation, people want to blow it up or something. So people are standing and planning to blow it up. He said, no, go and check out. This is the place where Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha was married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the place where they consummated their marriage also. And this is the same place where she passed away also. So he was shocked that we're staying in Makkah. And we don't know. And these are what they call Hindi, Chindi, people from outside. And we don't know the value of what is there in Makkah Sharif, what is in Medina Sharif, what is on the way, etc. So like that, we don't know our deen. So we don't know what are the values of sunnah many times. And we should even have to, in fact, read kalima again. We say, but this is sunnah. Now, one person went to a great buzurg in Bhopal. And in some discussion, he said, lekin yek barhal sunnat hai. This in any way is sunnat. And in other words, it's not so important. It's sunnat. So that buzurg said, yakeenan sunnat. It is sunnat. Lekin tumhara lehja jo hai, wo kufar hai. Your tone that you are saying it, in other words, you're belittling it. You haven't given importance to it. That is kufar. That you don't regard sunnat and you don't realize the value of sunnat. So today, unfortunately, because we are not learning our deen, we are not close to our deen, we are not close to the people of deen, so we think that sunnats are not important, they haven't got value. Just to explain one aspect, there are so many aspects. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, whose poems Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, handed to us. In one poem he says, which Allah in His kindness has made famous in the whole world. The poem is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi Kehe, the footsteps of Nabi, the sunnats of Nabi, Jannat Ke Raas, which is the road to Jannat. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And if you want to be connected to Allah, is the way of sunnat. In other words, if you want jannat, it's also to follow sunnat. Just like, for example, you from Johannesburg, you want to go to Pretoria, you follow the signboard of Pretoria, you Google it, you check it on your GPS, and then you follow that road, you come out in Pretoria. So if we can, but you won't find this on Google. That sunnahs and that the sunnats will take you to Jannah. Google is for dunya. Google that doesn't know all about what is happening in akhirat and that. So we just surround that. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرَ مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. You only know the ظاهر of this dunya. Akhirat we are unmindful. So if we follow the board of sunnats in our life, from birth to death, from morning to night, everything. Today, sadly, in our namaz, we are not following the sunnah. The namazes we are making, we are discarding so many sunnats. Each one of us sitting here thinking for ourselves, who of us made miswak when we made wudu? It's a very important. And on that point, I just remember now, when a person sits to make wudu, then four angels, four farishtas, come down with a blanket of noor and put it over. When he talks about dunya, then one of them gets disgusted. He drops his corner and he goes away. Again you talk of dunya, another one drops his corner. And that the angel also goes away. Third one, and finally if you speak four times in wuzu, which so commonly we do, some people, you are cross with your wife, you are fighting, you are swearing in it. Making wudu also one side, swearing your wife also one side. Sometimes we are making wudu and we are backbiting about people also. And the saddest part is, when adhan is going on, we are making wudu and we are making a noise. Alhamdulillah, last lot of fazl, this has become very less. But previous days, lot of noise in the wudu khana. In fact, for that reason, masjids were planned afterwards in such a way that you have the wuzu khana a little separate. Because a lot of noise was taking place in the wuzu khana. Today, alhamdulillah, it has gone a bit less. But in any case, then that fourth angel, he also goes away and he takes that blanket of noor with him. So all these sunnats are very, very important. So anyway, so if we follow sunnats in our life, we will get jannah. But we all know, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Mana ke meer ke gulshan jannat ke door. We accept, sir, that jannat is still far. We have to live our whole life. And we have to live the life of the qabr. How long is that? People are 5,000 years, 10,000, 50,000 years in the qabr. How long are we going to be there? Then will be the day of Qiyamah of Allah. Or may Allah have mercy on us. On the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, on the right side will be Ashabi Jameen. The people who are going to Jannah. When we come out from our qabrs, automatically there will be sa'iq, the farishtas. Two farishtas with each one. We will be driven where we have to go. There are no GPS. There we will be taken. And may Allah make it all of us. Ameen. All the Muslims. Ameen. All who regard themselves as Muslims become on Ashab. And amongst them will be Muqarrabeen, the very chosen ones of Allah Ta'ala. Then will be Ashab Shimal. May Allah save us. The people will be having to go to Jahannam. These people, no hisab kitab for them, no pul sirat for them also. They will be pushed, heaped up one on the other and pushed into Jahannam from the beginning. Just for talking of Jahannam is not a nice subject. Nobody of us likes it in one masjid in India. Pious people who come early for Jummah, all in the first sub, very early. They make him tilawat, zikr, namaz, dua, etc. So a young Maulana came, they told him, Maulana, you make bayat. So he's made bayat and he's speaking only of Jahannam. Jahannam. So one old man, bones are paining, back is paining. He stood up slowly, slowly. He said, Ali sahab, ja jaavanu che tini vato karo. Binde jaavanu che tini vato karo. Then Ali sahab, where we have to go, Jannat. Talk of death, where we are not going, why are you talking of death? But anyway, Quran has spoken so much, we have to take it to heart also. So anyway, so they will be pushed into Jahannam. Then we will have to cross Pul Sirat, the journey of 1500 years. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, in one talk to the old workers, and when Maulana should come in Josh, he stood up from his chair, and he said, "Hey, mere bhaiyo, oh my brothers, let it not happen on Qiyamah's day. We were telling other people to do good, and today we are falling from the bridge into Jahannam. And we are seeing that they are going towards Jannah. May Allah save us." So anyway, so yeah, the munafiqeen will also be one. The munafiqeen will also be on the right side, because they showed themselves to be mu'min. When they will be crossing the bridge, they will say that give us also little noor. He'll say, no, you go and look for your Noor out of that. Whether it is there where we were given the Noor, our life, how to cross through Sirat, or whether it's in dunya. Go and look for your Noor there. That is the place you have to find your Noor. Not here now today. And then they won't have any Noor, they'll be falling into Jahannam. The person inshallah, even with the least bit of iman, will cross over. What difficulty, what hardship, inshallah. Then on that side when we come, there hisab kitab will start. And then Allah, that you will have to answer 5 questions. Until you don't answer them, you won't be able to move. And there again will be this balance, the scale. And your deeds will be weighed there. And then whoever fails there will have to go for cleansing. They'll have to be hospitalized. We didn't take it out in this dunya, we didn't make tawbah from it, and if Allah, but Qiyamah say, will be wholesale forgiveness from Allah. But if anyone is still not forgiven, then he'll have to go into Jahannam. The others then will be taken to Jannah. May Allah make it easy. Well, it's a long journey waiting for Jannah to come. The mana ke meer ke gulshan hai, Jannah ko door hai. Lekin aarif hai. Jo khali ke jannat ko dil mein liye, but the one who has recognized Allah Ta'ala, and a person who has recognized Allah in this dunya, he has got the creator of jannat in his heart. Jannat that can never compare with Allah Ta'ala. Like if a person has got a candle factory, he's producing 10,000 candles a day, for example. Together with that, he's got a soap factory, he's producing 20 bars of soap every day. What is the value of one candle or one soap compared to this rich man? How many properties he has got also, how many other supermarkets he has got, filling stations he has got. What is Jannat compared to Allah? Nothing. Jannat is Jannat. We beg Allah for it. But Allah is much more superior than Jannah. Jannah cannot compare to Allah. So the person who has found Allah, that is Sunnah. He has got Allah now in this dunya already in his heart. And the person who has got Allah in his heart, that person is a king. May Allah grant us the reality of this. One day, and there are many ways that we can get Allah Ta'ala, and Allah comes into our heart. One simple way is to follow Sunnah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you are saying you love Allah, or you want the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You just follow in my sunnah, Allah will show me. And we can only love Allah when He loves us. The love of Allah doesn't start from our side. We must just have a desire. When Allah loves us, then we will be full towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, you just follow sunnahs. And فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْ Allah will love me. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Dalib Barakatum quotes from Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. He says that to be a lover, you don't have to have any qualities. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be beautiful and handsome. You don't have to be very intelligent. Nothing to love. Like for example a rose. Beautiful rose. Everyone loves the rose. A poor person loves the rose. A rich man loves the rose. And every person loves the rose. But to get love, you need qualities. Like the rose, what qualities it has got. The petals are so soft and tender. The colors are so beautiful. The fragrance is so wonderful. So everyone loves the rose. So to love, you don't have to have qualities in you. But to get love, you need qualities in you. So anyway, Manana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that so to say, the thorns under the rose complain to Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, you made us thorns. And nobody wants thorns in their gardens. So when the gardener will come, garden service, etc., because we are thorns, they will take us and throw us out of the garden. Nobody wants thorns. So to say, Allah Ta'ala told those thorns, I made you thorns. So you don't worry. And there is a whole subject on its own. Someday, inshallah, we will discuss this. That whatever Allah has done is only wisdom. There's only goodness in there. I'll just give you a small incident. We won't just go into the whole subject. One king who used to love his hunting. On one occasion was going hunting. So his minister, which he should always have close to him, he enjoyed the company of his minister. They should be always together. just as they started the journey, the king got cut nearby somewhere. And just when you get cut, it pains a lot, it burns, the blood is coming out. And that minister had a habit of saying, Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is good. And that is the truth. We can't understand it many times. We think, oh, this happened, that happened. But whatever Allah does is only good. But it's a matter of understanding. Anyway, so he said, Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. King is a king in those days. For any small reason, jail. Any small reason, chop your head off. So he sent him to jail. I got hurt. It's burning me terribly and that. And you say, very good happened. He put him in jail. Again he said, Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does, Allah is very good. That I'm going to jail is very good. So anyway, the king went on. He went beyond the borders of his kingdom. And he came to another country where there were cannibals. They used to eat human beings. So they caught the king and they were going to eat him up alive. So they also had some masalas like we got for Qurbani animals. That the tail mustn't be cut. That this must not be wrong. That must not be wrong. So they saw he's cut. No, he's not good for Qurbani. They let him go. So now he realized, Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. That one cut and my life got saved. If I didn't have this cut, they should eat me up. So he came, gave the minister a red carpet treatment, took him out of jail. And he asked the minister, now I understand what you told me. That what Allah does is good. So I got cut, that was good. But I put you in jail, that also you said is good. What was good in that? So he said, Badshah Salamat, you know we never separate from one another. We should have been together. They should check you up, they see you got a cut, we should let you go. But I got no cut on my body, nothing. No pumple, no nothing, they should eat me. So I stay 3 days in jail, my life got saved. So in everything, whatever Allah does, is only good. So the thorns also are good, we don't understand. So anyway, so to say, Allah told the thorns, I made you thorns, you don't worry. All you do is just stay under the rose and nobody will throw you out. Eh? If somebody buys a rose, I don't know what the prices of roses today say, 50 grand, 20, whatever the price might be, the thorns will go well. If a lover gives a rose to his beloved, the thorns are going well, as long as they are under the rose. When they get separate from the rose, yes, now they will be thrown away. Now they got no value. As long as we are under sunnahs, we have got value. Our value is not what we are. We are thorns, worse than thorns. We are terrible. But our value by Allah, as long as we are connected to sunnah, nisbat and ta'alluq with sunnah, our value by Allah is that of sunnah. And the value of sunnah, nobody can understand. Wallah, nobody can understand what is the great value of one sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our value will be there. But today, it is not that the gardener separates us or we get separate. We have separated ourselves from sunnah. How many of us in the morning, toothpaste and toothbrush is dashi? But we haven't seen perhaps a mishwak. We don't use mishwak. How many other sunnahs? We step out of the house, no sunnah dua. We wear clothes, no sunnah dua. We don't wear clothes or sunnah clothes. We don't wear them according to sunnah. So simple. Just wear the right side first. That is sunnah. And in this zamana, من أحيا سنتي عند فساد أمتي فله بها أجر مئة شهيد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام 100 شهيد ثواب for one sunnah. And we have to wear clothes every day. So may Allah give us tawfiq to follow sunnahs inshallah. The one sunnah that I wish to mention, in which there is great negligence, whether it is the haram of Mecca, the haram of Medina Sharif, or throughout the world, all our masjids, we are not standing in one straight line. Somebody is standing according to the toes on a line. So, and it is that according to the heels, we must stand on one line. Your musallas are very nice, mashallah, but many other musallas, masjids musallas, have got many lines. So nobody knows which is the line to stand on. And the mutawallis or the imam, we don't point it out to the people. That on which line must you stand? Here also, this red line is about 2 centimeters. Now must we stand at the front of the line or the back of the line? You will see that there are many doors, everyone decides for himself. Someone is standing with his heels on the front of the line. Somebody is standing on the back of the line. And in the Hadith Sharif it comes, and this is why the Imam says also, Safu Sufu Fakum. And on that I remember also one thing, let me mention it. Two friends, one was a Muslim, one was a non-Muslim in America, they were watching TV. TV is haram, we mustn't watch, but I'm just mentioning an incident, I'm not saying any masala. So they were watching a live TV, Makkah Sharif, Hajj time, the namazes of the haram. So the Muslim friend asked the non-Muslim friend that just now, in about 15 minutes after azan, 15, 20, 10 minutes, whatever it is, they're going to perform salat and the steps have to be straight. And we know how we sit in the haram. People who come late, they sit in front of you, they start a new surf there. People are sitting around, people are lying against a column, stretched out, legs this side, etc. All sitting like that. So he said, I think it will take at least 15 minutes to get that surf straight. He said, but remember there are three floors, the basement, the this floor, the top floor, the roof, etc. How long? He said, then about 45 minutes we did. When the Imam just said, Safu Sufu Fakum, that make yourself straight, and suddenly all fell in line. And when we see it like on TV or on a picture, then we see the surfs are all how they are around the haram. There is no other scene like this in the world. Now the whole Kaaba, the Mataf, the all the three floors, the roof, the outside of the haram of only makhluk of Allah. What creation. This side of Malaysian is sitting, this side a Nigerian is sitting, in front of you an Ethiopian, at the back of you a European is sitting. Oh, Allahu Akbar. On that he became a Muslim. That just in that one announcement, but we know that we're not making the sex. In a picture it looks straight. So this is very important. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَخْتَلِفُ and do not stand crooked. Somebody a bit in front, somebody at the back, then your hearts will be separated. So in every town, every masjid, you ask the people a little bit, they say too much politics in our town. In our masjid committee, too much politics carrying on. Whether it's small masjid, like a landed town, or whether it's a big masjid, too much politics carrying on. This is not the politics of the people, it's we who are making namaz, we're not standing in the masjid. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as-sadiqul ameen, who utitu ilm al-awwaleen wal-akhirin, I was given all the knowledge of the people of the past and the future. He said that when we don't stand in a straight line, therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to walk in the surfs to make the surfs straight. And how we, if you want to learn to shoot, with your firearm, you go to a shooting range and you make your target exactly how you look properly. And then you shoot, you practice till you get your bull's eye, you get it right. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make the saf so to speak. It was so important. And namaz, and this part here is a part of iqamati salah. For perfecting a namaz, the saf must be straight. And it's necessary even today. The only place I saw with my eyes, the straightening of surfs was the arriving in Tabligh Markaz. That they wouldn't, the iqamat won't be said till people will walk in the surfs. And make the surfs straight, then Tadbir will be said. And then after that namaz, so there is a very important sunnah, and I appeal to all of us, that including myself, which other masjid we have not connection with, how much of say we have got, if we are the imam, if we are the mutawalli, if we are prominent people in the town, try and make this effort to correct the subs. Then we will find many of our homes, we got fights in the home. Husband and wife are fighting, parents and children, it's because we're not standing straight. Allah has made our hearts crooked. We made his subs crooked, he made our hearts crooked. Now we are fighting with the wife, now we're fighting with the neighbors, now we're fighting with the customers, now we're fighting with the laborers, now we have to go labor court, now we are charged with this. It's because we're not making our subs. So important is sunnah. May Allah give us sunnah. Anyway, the ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Tilka darul akhirah. That is the house of akhirah. Tilka in Arabic, ishara ba'id, far. Like for example, if I have to say now, who's that woman who came in here? Everyone will look at the back, which woman came in here? So Allah Ta'ala says, your eyes are here in this dunya. But I want you to be, you must look far. Don't be short-sighted. Be far-sighted. Look at the akhirah. Your object of life is the hereafter. It is not this dunya. Allah hasn't put us here for the sake of this dunya. Dunya is a thing of necessity. It is not the object of life. Today we have made dunya the object of life. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that if a person just considers his life's journey, which Alhamdulillah our Rasul Rahmatullah Ali Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, that we were in alam-e arwah before we came in this world. The real thing that is journeying is not the body, our body. It is the ruh which is inside, the soul. Allahu Akbar. And how the Quran Sharif explains what the soul is. And like for example, many people, I'll just digress a little bit here again. Today many of our children, our youngsters at university, they are studying various subjects. One of the subjects they study also is philosophy. Many are studying. And one subject they are studying is psychology. Psychology and philosophy are brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Philosophy, one textbook which is taught in the universities, the first opening chapter, what does it start with? Did we create God or did God create us? And they didn't say, did God create us or did we create God? In other words, assume we created God. And then the whole discussion on that is to prove to the person that God doesn't exist. Allah doesn't exist. We're just thinking that there is somebody. There is no body, that's what they mean. And that student from there, once he gets his doubt, he doesn't believe in Allah. He becomes an atheist. And that is what is secularism. Secular education, secular government is all that which is without minus Allah. That equation has got no Allah in it. That is what is called secularism. Otherwise, even Christianity, where they rule and where there is Christianity, they believe in God. Wrongly, they make shirk with Allah Ta'ala. But they believe. But if it's a secular state, then it is. That means that government doesn't accept God, and that we're just imagining God is there. So this is the doubt that is created. So anyway, so this house, Allah Ta'ala says, "Tilka darul akhirah." That is the house of akhirah which you have to prepare for. We have come here just temporarily, just to prepare for that house. Like for example, you have got a helper in the house, a worker, and the housewife tells her that he has shampoo, soap, bath powder, everything, clothing, etc. You must wash the little child, and then you must put the clothes on for the child, use the shampoo, use the soap. And that worker brings her own child. And in your bathroom, now she baths her own child with the shampoo you gave. And you are watching, who of us will tolerate it? You gave it for her child or for your child? And now she's bathing her own child, we won't even tolerate it. And why? Because we gave her to do our work. And we are going to pay her at the end of the month. Not to do her work in our house and that we must pay her for doing her work, for doing our work. So, but she's not doing, she's doing her own work. Allah sent us here to do His work. He has given us everything. The pay Allah has given us, the two eyes Allah gave us free of charge. Allah gave us this brain free of charge. Allah gave us the heart free of charge. Lungs, liver, kidneys, what you can think of, joints, Allahu Akbar. And what favors of Allah Ta'ala. There are 360 joints in the body. Now if I have to mention 360 joints, when will we get finished? I'll just mention one, this elbow joint. Yeah, how many joints we got here? They are perfect, for example. No arthritis, no gout, no nothing. You took the food in your fingers. But this joint you haven't got. We didn't have this joint. And your hand is straight like this. Try your utmost to bring your fingers to your mouth. Or try your utmost to take your mouth to your fingers. You'll never succeed. If you are doubting me, you can try it out now in front of me if you are not shy. If you are shy, go home and do it. But don't do it in front of your wife. She'll say that we small is up here now and make jadu on my husband. What's my husband doing like this? I want to die. So go in the bathroom and put off the light also. And maybe she'll flee from the keyhole and she'll say, my husband is doing this whole night. So then you try your whole night to try and bring your fingers to the mouth. or take your mouth to the fingers. The only way then we should be able to eat, I should feed Imran and he should have to feed me. And what enjoyment you get when somebody else feeds you. Even if your wife feeds you, how much little potato you want, little rice, little mutton, chicken, little chutney, little achar, little papar. Now you know you have chewed, finished that, you chew it, finish, you put the next one, you enjoy that. But somebody else feeds you, and what to say if you have to be fed with fire tubes? What you call that?
When they feed you? Life support.
No.
Drips,
yeah. Hey, what taste you get? Where's your samosas? Where's your biryani? Where's your roast? Where's your toast? Nothing there. Hey, imagine what a great ni'mat of Allah. And then again, this joint here, whole life it is working. Never ever do you have to go for greasing and servicing and oil. It's working whole life. Never the ball bearings get finished, change the ball bearings, now put new ball bearings. Hey? Ahmed is getting worried, nobody will buy spare parts from him. The last parts are whole life, you're not going to buy new parts here. Hey, whole life you use your. And how much don't we use this, our arms? For what and what don't we use? What is the khudya? What are the favors? For the ayyi ala, the rahmi kumatu kazimah. Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? How kind is he? Believe in Allah. Accept him, he'll give you jannah. Even if you didn't make one major namazes. But you believe in him, you will get your jannah. Believe in Allah Ta'ala. He is there. Today, terrible things are happening. In one country, 30, 40, half is a Quran. When they study at university, all became murtad. The doubts they create in you, they became murtad. And the question is, so saving one's iman. So it's a very dangerous time we are living in. Anyway, so Allah Ta'ala says that that is the life. For that we have created you. So Allah created for us for the akhirah. He is the one who gave us this land. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنَعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. He has given us this earth, and what a carpeted earth He has given us. Allahu Akbar. And then He has given us the sun, the moon, the oxygen, the air, the water, whatever we can think of. Allahu Akbar. Tonight when we'll go home and we're going to sleep on our mattress, we will enter the door on the walkway. Everything what there is, Allah is the one who has prepared these things. Where and where? Your door handle only. What? How many people work and how many things work to make that one door? And when was it made? That and Allah in His knowledge knew you, Farooq, Ahmad, Yusuf, Fatima, Khadija, Aisha. You are going to use it. And somebody was working in China, somebody was working in Australia, somebody was working making roads, somebody was working making boats, ships to transport it, the containers, the oil, the computers, the computer programs, all these things. Then you entered by that one door handle for 80, 100 rand, 150 rand, whatever you pay. 150 rand can never pay the price of that one door. And that one door handle, it's not only one part. How many springs and things and it has got? One thing little bit breaks, it's not working. You have to have it changed or have it repaired or changed again. And that is only a door handle, your bed, your linen. And the bed is not only a bed, it's the bottom legs which are there. The head rest which is there. How many things are there? Then your sheets, then your blankets, your duvet, your pillows. How many things? Allah, one alone, wahdahu. هذا خلق الله فاروني ماذا خلق الذين من دون. This is the creation of Allah. Show me what did the people create in this world. We thinking we are puppets on the stage. That's all. Allah is the doer. All the infrastructure is solely and only from Allah. And all this Allah has done for us is to make His ibadah, to worship Him. But in what are we doing? We are doing for ourselves. To make ourselves, we're breaking Allah's laws from morning to night. We're not living according to sunnah from morning to night. From birth to death, a child is born. How sad to hear today. When a child is born, what parties are given? What things are being done? 1 year's birthday, we're breaking the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What birthday parties we are having for the child, 1 year old, 5 years old, for everything. When getting married, engagement parties, this party, that party, all the time, just partying all the time. And end of the year parties, office parties, etc. What are we doing? Breaking Allah's laws all the time. Who gave us everything? and at the same time think how tolerant Allah is.
Allah.
Who of us will tolerate the wife? Eh? That she doesn't cook for you, she doesn't do anything for you, she goes and cook for somebody else. Yes. She doesn't stay with you. Yes. Will you tolerate her 1 second? Yes. And we don't know whether she's really, she's going to work or she's going somewhere else. Yes. Allah knows exactly. Every person. And with every single individual, no, not with every single individual, every single individual's, every part of his body, the eyes, the nose, the ears, Allah is in direct personal contact all the time. No, not with the eyes and the ears. The ears have got so many parts in them. The eyes have got so many, every minutest detail to the brilliant of a part, Allah is in contact. Allah is in contact and Allah is controlling it all the time. So how great is not Allah, and we break His laws. When you do something haram, a 2-year-old child is there, we say, no, the baby child is there, I can't do this haram, at which I want to do. But in front of Allah, openly and frequently and violently we break the laws of Allah. He is the one who gives us all our favors we have got. And we just do everything just to satisfy Allah. And we do nothing for Allah Ta'ala. Some of us, we don't even believe in Him. Some of us, we don't obey any of His commands. And He sent the greatest demonstrator, the greatest engineer, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to physically show us how to live our life. Who taught us how to make istinja. Who taught us how to eat. Who taught us how to have our relations with our wives. Every detail Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. So if we follow that, that is why Allah created us. Tilka daru al-akhirah naj'aluha. Allah says we made that akhirah. We didn't give a contract to any master builders or to a master architect or anything. We made it ourselves. And Allah, what is command of kun, and what jannat Allah is made. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, you can have the most beautiful house, whatever, garden, swimming pool, whatever you can think of, but at the same time you have to maintain it also all the time. If you don't maintain it, your swimming pool, you know, it's going to turn green, it's going to turn brown. You don't maintain your garden, it will look like a jungle. And all your neighbors will compliment you. That Jazakallah, now we don't have to go 400 kilometers to Kruger National Park. We got Kruger National Park right here in our neighborhood. Eh? But in Jannat, you don't have to pay no maintenance. You bought a plot somewhere. Now you have, I got a plot. But now your problem started, not ended. Now, even if you don't build, you have to pay your basic charges. The taxes, rates and taxes, your water basic charges, your water, you're not staying, you're not using it, but you have to pay. And if you don't pay, today they don't send you the account. And if they send you the account, the postal service don't deliver it. Your accounts are not coming. And now they cut you off. Eh? Your electricity they cut off, your water they cut off. Jannat, you got nothing to pay, nothing to worry. There no tap is going to leak. There no switch is going to be faulty. There you don't have to worry about the fruits that are going to grow. The fruit will come down to you. What namats of Jannat. What namats you will get there. You can't imagine what the namats of Jannat are. So Allah says, we have made that Jannat. Naj'aluha. But the important thing is for who Allah says this is. In these ayat, take heed of myself and all of us take heed of this. لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We have made it for those people who don't want highness in the world. That is to be boasting and to have a position and to show my authority, not that. That is the translation of it. And the tafsir of it, that those who do not have pride in them. And pride is that we غَمْتُ النَّاسِ وَبَقْرُ الْحَقِّ. We look down upon other people. We are better because than another person because we got more knowledge, because we got more money, because of the color of our skin, because the area we stay in, I'm better. That is pride. And a person will not be able to enter Jannat if he's got one atom, one iota of pride. Forget entering Jannat, that is too far. He won't get the fragrance of Jannat. And the fragrance of Jannat will go to a journey of 500 years out of Jannat. You won't even come so near. And if Allah, we did not make tawbah and correct ourselves, Allah is giving. And that is why we are talking, to remind ourselves, to remind our friends, let us make tawbah. Let us change our lives and cut out all these wrong things from our lives. Let us go with a clean slate to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has been so kind. Who of us, whether it's me, whether it's Maulana Rafiq, my friend, or anyone, who can say, I haven't made gunas. Hey, what gunas, if we just reflect a little bit. What gunas we have committed. But Allah has left the doors of tawbah wide open. Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Not only that Allah forgives you, Allah does not only forgive you, but in place of your gunas, He gives you sawab. If you committed a crime, you robbed somebody or whatever else it is, and then you went to court, they found you guilty, and they give you life sentence or death sentence, you ask for clemency. And if the state president agrees to give you clemency and give you, forgive you, they're not giving, because you say, okay, now we give you 10 filling stations also. And we'll give you 20 farms also. And we'll give you 20 supermarkets also. You will say, you will be thankful to them whole life, they just got me out of jail. Well, in fact, just let me mention this. One friend mentioned it to us. Not very long ago, one person in Makkah Sharif bought a gramophone. Many older people will know the gramophone. Younger people don't know what is a gramophone. They only know mobile and cell phone and all of new things. WhatsApp. But those days, the gramophone with the record. He didn't still have a record also anything. But he got caught. He wasn't allowed to have a musical instrument. When the court case took place, the judge, the Qadi, decided that he must carry that on his head and walk around the whole of Makkah. And after that, they were destroyed. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've come in this world to destroy musical instruments. And our Chota Mota Sufisa of Unzinto, what a great person. He, mashallah, like you give him a good artist's hand. And many of us must have seen his drawings also. So he wanted to draw Haramshan. And they caught it, that you are drawing a picture. Though it's not a picture of human beings or anything, but you're drawing a picture. He got frightened there, they cut hands. He thought, my hands are going to go now. But his muallim worked what his case for him, and he got off. So any case, what was I saying?
Musical
instrument. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to destroy musical instruments. Today, how many good people, learned people, pious people, whenever the phone rings, Allahu Akbar. One day we were making Maghrib namaz, alhamdulillah, didn't have a weapon open, but one day, how many phones were, and all musical phones, right by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a sad case, how they have brought music into our masjids, and how they have brought photo taking into the harams. Everywhere, everything is photo, everything is music. May Allah save us from all this. So anyway, this to be proud. For those people who have this pride in them and bigness they want, that Jannat is not made for those people. So let us make tawbah from these things. And this is the season now. We are now in the mawsim, in the season. Like a businessman, December comes, he says season is here now. End of the month comes, this is 15 December. A shopkeeper, we know he's going to be so busy that last week, he doesn't put a notice on his door, gone for fishing. through Walfer's Bay. And then he's gone for fishing. What kind of a businessman is that? Here's the time. So now Ramadan is coming, this is the season for us. And this is the season to make tawbah. In the month of Rajab that we correct our namazes. Month of Sha'ban we make tawbah. And we go clean into the month of Ramadan. And the real object of Ramadan is many things. Ibadat also, charity also, going for Umrah also, going for Jamaat also. But what the Quran mentions, the object of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we acquire the quality of taqwa. Taqwa in our layman's language, to observe Allah's commands to the best of our ability. And to stay away from everything Allah has made haram to the best of our ability, and whatever we faulted to make tawbah. That's all. It's not difficult. And don't justify ourselves. We are doing wrong. If we are taking a photo, don't justify. We are wrong. Does Allah like? But when we want to justify your worker, he made a mistake. And he still want to prove himself right, you get more angry. He says, boss, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You say, okay, please see, never again. You don't do repeat it again. But when he wants to be clever, and he wants to now make you stupid, and he wants to prove himself right, you get more angry. So like that with Allah Ta'ala, don't try and prove ourselves right. We made a mistake, we are weak. Allah loves those bandas who turn. So لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. And those who do not make facade. We know facade is used in Urdu, in Arabic, in Gujarati also. People who make trouble amongst one another. And there are many such people. And unfortunately, more in the woman. Carrying tales from this sister-in-law to that one. The mother-in-law to the daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law to the neighbors, to this person, to that person. And they cause trouble in the house, in the community. That is the translation. The tafsir, those who do not commit sins. And do not think it's difficult not to commit sins. It is very easy not to commit sins. Once we have recognized Allah Ta'ala, who He is, it will be so hard to commit a sin. And if we have been, we were not brought up like that, unfortunately, Islamically. The real teachings to a child is to first to ingrain in him that Allah is ever present. Allah is watching me, everything what I'm doing. Allah is hearing everything. But we were not trained like that. We were trained perhaps the opposite way. Now to go to that training. And the minute you see Allah, the greatest beauty, Allah is not somebody to be feared. Allah is somebody to be loved. Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, to leave out sin in the fear of Allah is not a human quality. That's an animal instinct. A dog also, you pick up a stick, it will run. You show it meat, it will come. So we mustn't be like that. But in the love of Allah, that what and what hasn't He given to us? He gave us the greatest deen, the greatest Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Allah. What caliber of people. Our akabir, our aslaf, what caliber of people. We cannot imagine. Just to add one little bit, I don't want to, I'm already gone over time. But anyway, one time, a mufti sahab of Saharanpur, his son was getting married in Deoband. So they went for the wedding, and then they were returning again at night. When they were returning, bandits surrounded them. Those days were corrugated roads, and ox wagon, etc. Bandits surrounded them. And so that mufti sahab got off, he said, don't hurt us. All the gifts that we got, those people gave us, the wedding gifts which normally are given to the bride, bridegroom, etc. We will give it all to you. So they said, okay. So they gave it all. When they finished everything, it was a moonlight night, middle of the month, Islamic month. They saw them sitting in the field and distributing. When they came, the bride told the mufti sahab, the daughter-in-law, she said that my gold ring with the diamond on it got saved. Everything else is given away. He said, give that also. Because I told them, we're going to give you everything. All the things. What we will do, we will say, Alhamdulillah. Allah said. He said that, no, it's a liar. Because I said we're going to give you all the gifts. And all couldn't understand this reasoning. It doesn't make sense to people of dunya. It's a wrong, you in maths and philosophy and psychology won't teach you all these things. But she took it out, she gave it, he went there. He said, I told her, I'll give you all the gifts. This got left, he gave that also. Then they came back, they carried on, they went a little while, those bandits surrounded them again. Say, now what you want? We gave you everything, the ring got left. That also we did. He said, you are such people, you are not humans, you are angels. If we are going to take your people, we are cutting our legs, chopping our legs with our own hands. We are returning everything to you. How much don't we love? We have big beards, Sophie, Maulana title, Haji Sahib title, but life after life. Whether it's with the wife, whether it's in the house, whether it's in the business, and we take qasam and life also. May Allah save us. This is what we have to get right. Put these things right in our life and realize the teachings of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Today we will say that if you lie, you'll never make it. Police stop you, then just put a 20 rand note in the ID book. Or just do this or that. This is not the way of Islam. We are thinking we are good Muslims, we are making five times namaz, but how many things we are doing wrong? We are not conscious of it. And because we are not conscious, we are not making tawbah. Because we're not making tawbah unless rahmat is not on us. And remember that our ideas and our thinking is not going to take us anywhere. Finally, we all will have to go in the qabr. As I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, you answer the waqiyah, when the ruh going out. Hatta idha balagat al hulqum, when the ruh will come in here in the bones. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْزُرُونَ هِينَ إِذِي تَنْزُرُونَ, and you are watching at that time. The doctors are there, all the life supports are there, the Molisaf is there, the army is there, everyone is there, the people are making khatams after khatams, people are making duas. وَأَنْتُمْ هِينَ إِذِي تَنْزُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ. We are more closer to him, but you don't see us. And now that ruh, if you want to, تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring that ruh back to life, back in that person. Give life to him. If you're thinking you are God and you are controlling the dunya, just this one thing, the ruh, when it is coming out, you put it back now. You got big science, you are a rocket scientist, you got big laboratories, you got big things, you make that person to live again, nobody can do it. And this is hatta okay, so this is Allah Tubarak. So we, Allah is free to send us in this world to prepare for that. This is the season to prepare for that life. The month of Rajab, let us get our namaz is in order. Briefly, with regard to namaz, the existence of namaz. 5 times namaz in our lives. Each one of us, let us make a concentrated effort and decision. We're going to make our 5 times namaz. And that is not sufficient. After that, make an effort that at least the outward postures of namaz are correct. At least outwardly we are performing correct namaz. Otherwise, many people say, make namaz without a topi. What's wrong? My namaz is not made. Ask Mufti Sahib, namaz is made without a topi. No problem, your namaz is made without a topi. So eat your biryani without salt. Who will say it's not biryani? It is biryani. Eat it without salt. Eat it without the spices, without all that. Eat it with biryani. So why here you got a problem? Why here now it's not a problem? Your trousers before below the ankles, my namaz won't be made. Bermuda, t-shirt, you are on a holiday, and you are making namaz. Remember in front of who you are standing. In the masjid you are standing in front of Allah, where on the beach also you are standing in front of the same Allah. It's not a different Allah there. There you can make with your bermuda and t-shirt, and you just make your namaz haphazardly, and you are going for your bride quickly, and then you're just making a haphazard namaz. No. The outward postures must be correct. Clothing must be correct. Many of us, well, sometimes we get late, we're making fajr at home, we won't make it for jamaat, we make our namaz with pyjamas. And somebody, how can you make your namaz with pyjamas? Isn't it made if you make it? Ask Mufti sir, namaz is made, my sitter is covered. Will you go to your shop with pyjamas? Now, won't it be counted? Will you be put in jail if you go with your pyjamas? Or you have to catch a flight, and now you're going with your beach trunks and your pyjamas, and you're going to fly away. That you won't do that. But why? For standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzah, then anything and everything can go. But standing in front of an ordinary human being, now I have to be dressed up. So the outward condition of namaz we must go. And more important than the inside condition. The heart also, our concentration, devotion to Allah Ta'ala. If you just think, if Allah has made it such, He's so kind, that when we come for namaz, and for everyone there was a screen here in front. And whatever we are thinking is shown on the screen. The other screen is going to show all the likes of and the whole world, your wife is going to see. The husband will see what the wife was doing. Your mother will see, your father, your daughter will see what you were doing. Here we can hide and we can make stories and we can do everything. One person was going home, 2 o'clock in the morning, police stopped him, where are you on the road this time? So I'm going for a lecture. Lecture 2 o'clock at night? Yes, I'm going home. My wife is going to lecture. Where are you coming at 2 o'clock in the morning? From where you come? So here we can get away with many things. On Qiyamah's Day we can't get away with anything whatsoever. And today already, just punching your ID number, the police or any government department, and your whole history comes. What and what you did, what they got in their record, and they can't have everything. And why you, Allah knows what you did, where you did it, why you did it, what was your hidden agenda.
and we have left it. It's a problem. Yeah, if you are interrogated by the police, it's a problem. Yeah. We can't sleep if we just have to know. But we can sleep knowing that Allah is going to interrogate them. No translator in between. No lawyer in between. You're not going to have a QC there. You're not going to have anyone to fight your case. You have to stand yourself and answer Allah Ta'ala. And it comes in the hadith, كَأَنَّهُ بَزَجٌ. He will be like a small kid, a goat, a small baby of a goat. So humble he will be in front of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the time. Shaban will come to make tawbah. And then go into the month of Ramadan clean and take the benefits and get taqwa and then see how we benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq and understand this reality. May these were all just little bit, just titles. The details are much more. Try to come tomorrow for the programs. All the programs, time spent Ramadan with us in the Darul Uloom in Azadwal. Many brothers come from many parts of the world also. Spend 40 days, 30 days, whatever you can. There are some brothers who haven't missed for how many years. They come regularly. Inshallah, it won't be a void of benefit. There will be benefit. Let us also. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانا 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 ربنا وإليك المصير الضعف عنا Oh Allah, forgive us. Ameen. And oh Allah, that is, destroy all the records of our prayers and change them into good deeds. Waqfir lana, cover our thoughts, whatever little good, make it known and make it public. Warhamna, oh Allah, shower your mercies upon us. When in actual fact we are liable for some punishment. But you are the Rahim, you are the Arhamur Rahim, you are the Akramul Akramin. Instead of punishing us, shower your mercies more on us, oh Allah. Anta Mawlana, Anta Mawlana, Anta Mawlana, La Mawla Lana Siwaka. You are our Mawla, you are our Ghadim, you are our, you look after us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, as some pious person said, if I have the choice of my accountability on the day of the earth, between my father and Allah, I will choose Allah.
Allah.
So my father would still get angry on
Allah.
Me. And he would say, my son, you, how could you
Allah.
Do this? Allah. Allah is such that you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, oh Allah, let me take the accountability.
Allah.
Allah would say, no, I won't let you know also about it.
I
know about Allah. I will just talk it out with them. Oh Allah, let us turn to you.
Allah.
Let us bring you in our life. Allah. We sleep at night without your name.
Allah.
You give us such beautiful postupedic mattresses,
Allah.
Such beautiful bedrooms and air conditioning, but we don't think about you.
Allah.
We don't read one dua. We wake up, we had a whole night good sleep, and we don't make shukr. You give us what food on our dastarkhan, what mammoths from around the world, no bismillah, no alhamdulillah in between. Forgive us, oh Allah. Let us appreciate your favors. Let us turn to you. Oh Allah, you are the one and only for us. You are the only one for us. And we are only yours, Allah. We are no one else's, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us the reality of life. Let us appreciate this great season which has set in now. Let us correct our namazes, make our namazes. And oh Allah, let us make tawbah and let the true benefit of Ramadan. Ramadan is for fasting, not for feasting. Let us not just wait for our samosas and our pies and savouries. But let the object of Ramadan come into us. Oh Allah, accept from us. Rabbana, taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Wa tub 'alayna ya Mawlana. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.